Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles. Okay. So if you're familiar at all with the whole Marvel universe, you know exactly who Thanos is. He's one of the biggest, baddest villains in the universe. And Josh Brolin had the perfect amount of menace to pull him off. So they needed to find somebody to play Thanos' brother in the Eternals. And they picked Harry Styles.
Well, now, how about that? He's done some acting, right?
Mm-hmm. He's done a little bit, yeah. And at first glance, it's like, okay, Thanos is this big badass, and it's like Harry's going to be his brother.
He's small, right? Isn't he like really thin and on the shorter side?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know how tall he is, but he's definitely not this big, huge, beefy, menacing-looking type.
He doesn't sound like a Thanos.
No, right. So, to be fair, though, here, Thanos' brother is really nothing like him. His name is Eros. Or Eros, I'm not sure. And he's described as, quote, a fun-loving, carefree womanizer and adventurer.
That sounds about
right. That makes more sense. His powers include being able to stimulate people's pleasure centers.
Hey-o, with watermelon sugar.
He's also known as, exactly, he's also known as Star Fox, and he is a good guy.
And are you aware of who he is? Like, as the Marvel person in the room, do you think that that's a good casting?
I don't know them till they show up in the movies. I don't.
You don't read the book.
No, I have this. I don't read these books. No. And if you've ever heard of She-Hulk, you know there's a She-Hulk.
No, is that like She-Ra?
She-Hulk.
She-Hulk. Oh, okay. Yes.
You were thinking She-Ra. Same.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
She-Hulk. Well, Star Fox hits that in the comics.
So they are going to hook up Harry Styles and She-Ra.
Maybe he went on trial for sexual assault for allegedly using his powers to manipulate her into sleeping with him, but he didn't, so he was cleared. What happened. Right. So I guess he's only going to be in The Eternals, which is the new movie that's coming out, and it's going to be in a post-credits scene. So Marvel was trying to keep it a secret, but Variety leaked his appearance, and now it's all over.
Damn you, Variety.
I know you've gone and done ruined it for all of us.
My friend Tessa said Harry's actually 6 foot tall, so he's tall.
But thin. Wow, yeah, he's really tall.
He doesn't seem like that, right?
Doesn't look like he would be that tall.
Not at all.
Wow.
Huh.
Okay. We'll take a break here because we got a bunch of other stuff we want to get to, and we want to get to it uninterrupted. A lot of E! News items. We got Meghan McCain, The View, Joy Behar, the behind the scenes of what went on there, why she left the show, and what Adele would want as her last meal as your E! News continues next.
Kind of a tomboy. I don't like being a chick. I think certain women... You messed it up for me bad, man. And not all women. I'm talking to those skinny little chicks out there. The ones that like to wear underwear and call it an outfit. I hate you! And these chicks, they all have their national holiday, Halloween. They all come out in Halloween. It's always so cute. They're always really cute. They're like... I'm wearing a yellow thong. I'm a sexy Pikachu. Woo! I'm wearing a black bra. I'm a nun. Party! And then we all go to the Halloween party, and all the guys are after the naughty nurse, the naughty kitten, the naughty devil. Where am I? Oh, I'm in the corner of the room. Hey! Who wants the pumpkin, huh? Anybody want some pumpkin pie?
Cristela Alonzo, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Sunshine today. Once the fog burns off, partly cloudy later. High is 73 right now, 49 at Cincinnati's Q102.
Well, Meghan McCain's got a new book out, and it's called Bad Republican. And she talks about why she left The View. It wasn't just one thing. It was a whole bunch of things. But the final straw was Joy Behar. Now, Meghan, of course, was the only Republican because they only ever have one Republican on the show. And I give every woman who has done that job so much credit because I don't think I could ever stand there or sit there
No way.
And just be the only and have nobody has my back.
No, it just right? feels like you're always old man it. Out.
Just, right.
I've never understood why they balance it that way. You know, let it be 2-2 or 3-2 or something.
I think back in the day when that show started, that was never the intention of it ever being a show about political. Politics. It was like hot topics. Do you wear blue or gray?
More like the talk.
Hot topics. It's George Clooney's birthday. You know, it was never so mean
but
and angry.
It got political fast, it felt like. Because I remember Elizabeth Hasselbeck always fighting her way through
well,
stuff.
Well, it got very issue-oriented, which spilled into politics as politics became more of the forefront of what people were talking about. And, it just took a turn, and it got a lot nastier, and Barbara Walters found herself having to referee it more often. Mm-hmm. And I remember the time that Elizabeth Hasselbeck walked off the show. She was still mic'd. We heard the recording of that, and Barbara telling her to get it together and get back out there.
Right. When they had that split screen with her and Rosie O'Donnell, that felt very vicious.
Yeah.
I mean, Meredith Vieira was on that show for 9 years.
Was she really on there that long?
For nine
seasons.
Was
she a Republican? Was she supposed to represent that part of it?
Star Jones. Remember Star Jones?
I almost feel like the show started out like Tim was talking about hot topics, and then they realized that they were all on one side, and then they might have decided, maybe we do need a voice from the other side here
for a little balance.
So let's find
let's bring in
one.
A demon.
Let's find one that we can.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck wasn't even on the first 7 seasons, and this started in 1997.
Yeah. She's been on for a long time.
That's not even a fair fight, to have it be one against 3 or 4 or 5 or however many they have on the panel. But I think that for all of the criticism Elizabeth Hasselbeck received and Meghan McCain received, I think they held their own pretty well for the years they were there.
I give them so much credit. Yeah. Well, and when Meghan took the job, her dad, John McCain, Whoopi Goldberg promised her dad, said, I'm going to take care of her. I'm going to make sure that she's all right. I'm going to make sure she isn't abused. Yeah. I promise you I'm going to take care of her. Well, that only lasted a few years because according to her in the book, Whoopi turned on her as well. And so she really did feel beat up. But she described the atmosphere in general, not just on screen, but off screen as well, as very toxic and hostile. And she, said she was able to deal with it until she came back from having her baby. She was having severe postpartum anxiety, which I completely and totally understand. And coming back to work after having a baby is really
hard.
Well,
in
really
addition
hard.
To like leaving your baby at home, which is a hard thing all on its own, your coworkers have been functioning without you for a long time. And you have all this anxiety of like, do they really need me on that job? Are they going to like me when I get back? What were they talking about while I was gone?
I got a call. I don't even know if Jeff knows this story. I got a call a few weeks before I was coming back from maternity leave from our boss. And he said to me, he goes, while you've been gone, they've fallen into a really good rhythm. And
I was not aware of that.
And everybody, they've got real great chemistry going on in that studio, the three of them, with you out. I just wanted to call and, see if you've been, working out.
What does he mean? Which boss are we talking about?
Jeff.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, it was a horrible phone call.
Not this Jeff. Different Jeff.
Yeah. It was like, I hung up and I'm like,
I would have been bawling.
What am I walking back into?
Yeah.
What was his overall point? What did he mean by working out? Exercising?
That's what I thought because I answered him. I'm like, well, the doctor doesn't really want me.
I'm not supposed to do any heavy lifting for like 12 weeks.
And he's like, no, just kind of, are you listening to the show? Are you paying attention to what they're talking about? Are you keeping up with all of the different things that do? Because they've got a really good rhythm going on in there.
It's so hard, though. Like, when you go back, it's like, am I supposed to be really excited to be here? Because I feel very excited. But if I get very excited, am I going to get on their nerves? Do they want to know about the baby? What if I don't have things to talk about? It's all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah. So on Megan's second day back, she had an argument with Joy. And I don't know. Do you have the whole clip?
I'll play what I got because
Because Megan says, yeah, I mean, Megan said, in I think in a kind of a playful way to kind of relate. She's Joy, you missed me so much when I was on maternity leave. You missed fighting with me.
All right.
You missed me so much
when I was on maternity leave. You missed me so much. You missed fighting with me.
I did not miss you.
Okay, somebody answer the question.
Can I weigh in?
You know what? That's
moving
so nasty.
I'd like to weigh in.
So nasty.
Whoopi, can I weigh in?
Okay, guys,
rude.
Like, hold on. Really? Hold on. Stop. Everybody stop.
That's so rude.
I can't even.
It's nasty.
I couldn't do that
every
day.
Oh, my God.
Why do they do it every day?
The money's got to be unbelievable.
Oh, no way.
It's got to
be
just
out of there.
Well, some people love to fight. Ugh. And some people, I mean, there's just got to be so much underlying anger, you know, that they're just so mad.
I mean, I like a good row, but I don't like it when it gets mean-spirited and really nasty like that.
That was awful.
Yeah.
That was awful.
I don't even like listening to that.
And here's what Megan said. Yeah, she said about it. She said, I didn't have the emotional bandwidth anymore to try with any of them. Anymore. I thought I was part of a show where women can have the kinds of conversations that society doesn't generally make space for women to have. She said, but for me, The View didn't feel like a pro-women show. I didn't want to be a part of that for myself, for my daughter, and for women everywhere. She said, there are some things about the show that feel stuck in 1997 when The View first went on the air. She said, in this area of dismantling toxic work environments and refusing to accept the poor treatment of employees, how is The View still immune?
No, I don't know.
Is the point that she, yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, I would have. I mean, she completely broke down and started sobbing. They went to commercial break, and she said that she just pulled herself together to get back out there and go back live. And then she said when the show was over, she went to her dressing room and just completely broke down.
Oh, totally.
I mean, it can't be just based on their differences of opinion, could it? Like, it's got to be more than that. There had to have been something personal, or maybe it was the way they fought that made all the difference. Because it's like, you can, you know, that's, I mean, there are debate shows all the time. You know, way back in the day, like Sean Hannity on the Fox News Channel used to co-host his show with that Combs guy. It was Hannity and Combs. That was the name of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, supposedly, as I understood it, these guys were great friends, but diametrically opposed with their political views. And that was just a chemistry that worked. But, you know, they fought hard during the show, and then they'd go have a beer after.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people that can do that, and there's a lot of people that can't. I mean, they are so firm in their belief system of what is right and what is wrong and the right way to think about things.
Yeah.
And if anybody thinks anything differently, then not only are they wrong, they're stupid, because why can't they see the right way to do things? And they just cannot help themselves but to talk down to people.
Mm. I wonder if the other women who are more politically aligned get along.
No.
Or do they have other personal issues?
I think they get along better.
You think so?
I think they get along probably better.
What are those personal issues?
Too. Like, that's what I feel like. Like, when Joy said that nasty, that was nasty.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like she was holding on to some old stuff. Like, life is better around here without Megan.
Yeah.
It felt very mean.
Hateful. It was hateful.
Yeah. Oh.
I get, you know, you work with people long enough. You spend enough time with them. You have bad days. You say things, you're irritated, you're impatient, things come out of your mouth that you later regret. But evidently, they must have just gotten to a point where so many things were said over so long that they just couldn't come back from it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
That tone, for sure.
Right.
I'm very familiar.
Adele has only been living in Los Angeles for a few years now, and she's already adapted to America's love of fast food, particularly McDonald's. In an interview with British Vogue, she did a taste test of classic British foods like pickled eggs and pork pie. But when it comes to Adele's ideal meal, her so-called death row meal, she doesn't want British food. She wants McDonald's. She said, give me a chicken nugget with a Big Mac and then fries. That's my three course. I eat that at least once a week.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's a big meal.
Yeah.
Did you read those Vogue articles by any chance? The British version and the American version? I was reading that, and she was talking about how everybody made such a big deal of her weight loss.
Yeah, they did.
She's on this diet or she's on that diet or she worked with this trainer or that trainer. And she said, it's all BS, all of it. She said, I started working out because I thought I just wanted to physically get stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought if I could get physically stronger, I could become more emotionally and mentally stronger. That's all it was. I wasn't trying to lose weight or pounds. I wasn't looking at a scale. It wasn't about going on a diet, she said, which I didn't. Mm-hmm. She said it was just about going to the gym and getting stronger. And it became somewhat addictive to the point where, depending on how stressful my day was or how much anxiety I was feeling, sometimes once a day wasn't enough. I'd have to go into, and sometimes three times a day, just to work off that anxiety.
Yeah.
And in the process, that was the physical result.
What ended up happening?
That everybody thought, oh, she must have gone on a diet, or she stopped eating this, or she stopped eating that. She's like, I eat more than ever. True story.
Yeah, yeah.
Wild.
Yeah. And she's still at the age where that's enough to do it. You know, that'll do it. 30. That'll get her done.
Yep.
Right.
Well, Kate Beckinsale has revealed the cause of the back injury that sent her to the hospital last month.
Yes.
Have you been wondering?
Well, yeah, because it was just very dramatic. You know, she posts regularly. I get little alerts whenever she posts something on Instagram because I follow her. She's very funny.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got these cats. She's got these pets. This one cat especially that will do anything.
Yeah.
It will wear anything. Yeah. These big fluffy Persians. And she just puts them in the funniest situations and outfits her. They'll just hang out on her head.
Uh-huh.
Or
he's talking about
wear
her
whatever,
Instagram
do whatever.
Page because I follow her too, and she does do a lot of this.
And they're hilarious, and she'll make them dance and do all kinds of things. And then all of a sudden, one day, just abruptly stop, and we read that she got rushed to the hospital, which is heavy.
So she threw her back out, trying to put on leggings.
Oh, that's funny.
You might have the audio. The Late Show on Monday night.
Huh.
Kate said.
Let's see if I got it.
Let's see if you've got it.
I'm sorry, I don't.
Okay, she said, it felt like a sort of guitar string snapped and everything was horrible. I couldn't walk, I couldn't lie down, I couldn't sit down, I couldn't do anything. Since Kate couldn't take herself to the ER, an ambulance had to be called. She said, they sort of rolled out a sheet and picked me up in it like a sort of sausage and put me on a gurney.
Hmm.
She said she was given a lot of drugs that taught her what type of drunk she'd be since she doesn't drink. She says, I'm not a do you know who I am? Have you seen all my films type? Which is a huge relief, she said. But I am a everybody's trying to steal my bleeping ovaries.
Oh, boy.
Which is a whole different kind of drunk, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Got to be careful putting on leggings sometimes.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's funny.
I don't know if I'm buying that.
Well, Mila Kunis got into some trouble with Ashton Kutcher for telling their daughter to push a kid that pushed her. This happened when Wyatt was still in preschool, and Mila now calls it her biggest parenting fail.
There was a little kid in my kid's preschool that wasn't very kind and pushed my daughter. My daughter came back and she was like, so such and such little kiddo pushed me. And I instinctually said, did you push her back? And my daughter's like, no. And I was like, push her back next time. You push her back and you say no thank you and you walk away. And I turned around and I see Ashton's face and he was like, no! But I was like, you stand up for yourself and you say no thank you. I was like, don't push him off of a ladder or off of a swing or off of a slide. Like on the ground, even Steven, you push him back. I'd say that's a parenting fail.
Why? No, I completely disagree with her.
Samesies.
Listen, my first day at kindergarten, Ian pushed me down the stairs, and I cried, and I told my mother, and she said, did you push him back? She didn't say, did you push him down the stairs back? But she said, you know, did you fight back, or did you push him back? And I said, no, the same thing. And she said, the next time he does that, you push him back, and you tell him never to do that again. And it was the same. Anytime I ever got punched or hit or whatever, she said, well, did you hit them back? Nope. You absolutely have to defend yourself. If you don't, people will walk all over you.
I would like to know what Ashton's recommendation was. Then, if you don't push him back, then what is it that you do?
Walk away, Jane.
Is there another way to stand up for yourself without returning the violent act? I mean, can you stand up and just say, hey, don't push me? You know, what is his recommendation?
Maybe you
and
just
then they
say
push
no,
you again
you.
And they say, what are you going to do to stop me? You going to make me?
If that kid's a bully,
right.
You know, if that's what's
and
happening.
They often are.
Yeah.
So how do you stand up to a bully?
Yeah.
And my mother's answer at that time was, you push back. Otherwise, they'll keep doing it.
Maybe you just do no thank you. No thank you. And walk away.
I know. It's just hard because you know whoever the bully is, that kid is a bully for a reason because there's something going on in his life.
Or hers, yeah.
Or her life that is making things really, really rough for them and they're acting out because of their pain and suffering.
Some people are just horrible people, though. There's evil in the world. Some people are just jerks.
You think children, including children.
Yes.
It starts like Jen and then graduates to what Tim is talking about, I think.
If the issue isn't addressed.
Yes. Some people only react to certain things.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, everyone's reaction works a little bit different.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.